Young people, how are you all doing this evening? It's another IAG radio show experience, and we're so excited to be in here with you on this evening. So let's get into our conversation, because a lot of people, if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the IAG radio show. If you're a returning guest like Dave Thomas, we appreciate your faithful support as always, each and every Wednesday at 8:10 p.m. Listen, guys, here's the deal. IAG radio show is here to provide a welcoming and positive platform to showcase and share the artistry of every single artist that we have, right? Mm-hmm. That's there. That's basically what we want to ensure that we do, because it's really important that we give them that love and that support. And then on top of that, if you're dope, we want to make sure that you're getting the love and support that you need, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure that you're growing as we're growing. And that's just all it's about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let's get into some conversation real quickly. So first and foremost, this is our open talk, right? And we always talk about things that are kind of on social media that has an impact that we might have seen, and something that we really want to kind of connect ourselves to, right? So first and foremost, the importance of everything, if you notice our I'm just impressed that we have cue cards. Yeah, we're moving things up. Thank you to our sponsor of self. So so one of the things is this Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzy Albies. I feel like I'm butchering both of their names, but they are baseball players on the Braves team. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of information has been put out there, primarily because of the fact that there was a consoling appreciation or compassion that was shown that otherwise, I guess, would not be shown on a regular basis from male to male. And the story goes, from what we understand, is that the consolation was happening because there was word that he had just received information that his mom had just passed, right? And they're legitimately at the game, still playing. And so he's like, kind of, how's the best way to say this? He's like, he's sitting down on the bench and the other gentleman is there kind of like in his lap kind of experience. And he's like pacifying his
he's
hair.
Rubbing his head.
He's rubbing his head. So the question is that has been going all around social media. It was this like too much? Is this a little interesting? Like, is this a knock at masculinity of males in terms of being able to show compassion? Like, what do you all think about that?
I'm gonna go ahead and let Treb go first.
Go ahead, Treb. Go ahead and talk for a quick second, actually.
Well, I looked at it and I was like, of course, at first, what the? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, read what it was about. Dang, okay. And then I started reading just the comments because, you know, there were a lot of people talking about it on, you know, just social media platforms and so forth. And people saying, oh, it's way too much. Or that's crazy. I can't see anybody, you know, a man doing that to another man, you know, regardless of who he lost or whatever. And I think that, you know, there's definitely situations where something, well, for me, I wouldn't do it. I can't see myself putting myself in that spot. I just don't see it happening with me. But I didn't see anything wrong with it,
okay.
You know, especially given the circumstances.
Okay.
Now, I do disagree with a lot of people that were just, you know, advocating for men showing emotion and being able to be that way with each other. And I think for the most part, you had a lot of women saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, you know, there's at some point, the men have to define what being a man is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And where we draw the line on certain things.
So what is considered being a man?
I mean, does that make you any less of a man? Consoling another man, a friend, somebody you consider a friend, brother,
not at all.
The loss of a parent or something tragic that happens? I mean, it's definitely, I don't...
Not at all. I would hope that my friends would be there for me to console me, you know, when or if I ever go through that, you know, and I've been through some hard times and had friends there with me. So I get that. You know what I mean? I get embraces that you don't normally see men giving each other just a hug, you know what I mean? For longer than what needs to be, or even somebody grabbing the back of the head, you know, that particular one looked a little, you know. But for me,
I looked a little suspect. Is that what you're kind of saying? You ain't want to say it.
It just seemed like for me, it was hard to see how two teammates were that close to each other, to be consoling each other, you know, in that way. But, you know, I definitely felt like the one sitting on the bench that was doing the rubber, I felt like he must have been just as hurt as the dude who got the bad news, because he wasn't at all concerned about any of that. You know what I mean? And that's to me, again, a mark of a true friend, where he's in it with you. He's feeling it. He ain't thinking about who's looking, who's feeling what. He's just probably sitting there rubbing his head like, man, this is terrible. Like, what do I do? What can I do? But I still go back to, outside of this example, you gotta let men define what and how men behave. There are differences in how we interact with each other than how women interact with men, or how women interact with each other. So let us define that. Now, do we say that this is inappropriate in all situations? I think that's ridiculous. I think there's a situation and a time for just about everything. And certainly, given, you know, what they said happened, this was one of those situations where it's like, man, do what you got to do to console your friend. Don't worry about all the appearances and all of that. But yeah, let men be men, and let us define how we console each other and so forth, how we display our emotions or handle our emotions.
I mean, I feel like, I'm sorry, Bev, I just had to chime in real quickly. I definitely hear you, Treb, on this, but I feel like that's what somebody needs to define it, because I feel like nobody really defines it, and that people's definitions are correlated to their experiences. And some men are not affectionate while others are affectionate, and it has nothing to do with their sexuality. It's just how they were raised. Some men are more feminine than others because their mothers and their grandmothers were around them heavily, whereas some men are just rough and they don't know how to, they They don't know how to really love each other in the way that someone needs to be loved, the nurturing way, because they haven't been given that to them. So I feel like that's hard. That's just like trying to say, you know, mothers are the greatest people on earth. But it's like there are a lot of mothers who can't be nurturing, who don't know how to be nurturing. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of children who just had to learn how to like make things work. And that's kind of funneled into their relationships with other people and, you know, and everything else like that. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just saying maybe that's from my own experiences as well. But I mean, it's really hard sometimes, especially to kind of say that that categorization of men can be men. But I just ran into a man today that's definitely a punk. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, just because you have a certain title or you wear a certain, you know, cloth, does that make you respectable? I beg to differ. But in this instance, I know when I lost my grandmother, I was beyond distraught. And so I wanted somebody to hold me. If somebody can do that in a non-asexual manner, then that's amazing. That's like legitimately a friend. That's a friend of saying, I'm strong enough. I'm confident in my own masculinity. I don't really care what people have to say about me. And I felt like that is what was being demonstrated with Mr. Acuna and Mr. Albies. Like, I just feel like it's a matter of not really caring. Because this goes back into the idea of, you know, keeping up with the Joneses and what this appearance is supposed to look like. Like, everybody has an opinion, but when you are struggling, they not there to help pay your bills. They not there to really console you. I mean, you're talking about people make all these kind of comments legitimately from a laptop with no form of motion, none whatsoever, or from they're making these comments based off of a quick Instagram post.
They're making the comments based off of their own fears and their own, you know,
phobias,
their own phobias.
Okay. So
there are a lot of guys and, you know, women too, you know, that are homophobic. So anything that they see is, oh, that's gay, or, you know, like, right. That's a comment that I hear all the time. Anything somebody do something, oh, that's gay, oh, this, that, that's gay, that's gay, that's gay. I had to call somebody the other day. A lady was in the store and she was like, oh, I want to buy this rug, and my husband, he's going to think that the colors are too feminine and blah 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 blah, and he's going to say it's gay. I said, well, tell him gay means happy, so get the rug.
Right
Get the rug. Like, mm-hmm. Nothing, a color, an embrace, none of those things define your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I saw it, of course, I'm not going to sit up here in front and be like, oh, when I saw it, I didn't think anything of it. First, I was like, oh, yeah, they probably, you know, that's his man's and whatever. But then as I ran into it, I was like, oh, yeah. Something tragic happened. And this is his boy. This is his brother. Somebody he considers his brother. They probably came up in the ranks together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're both, you know, not from here. So this is his brother in arms, his brother in heritage, and he lost his mother.
Right.
And I know culturally, people of Hispanic descent, they are very, very close with their families.
Absolutely.
So if this is somebody he considers a brother, and so I guess that was probably like his mama too.
Right.
So I don't think that it was any, I didn't see anything extra after I read, you know, what was actually going on. I didn't see anything wrong with it. People got to get off of that. Like, stop judging so much. Even if it was his man, even if that was the situation.
So what?
Because if two women were doing it, nobody would have anything to say.
Yeah, and shout out to Poet Taylor for making that comment, of making that kind of that duality of saying, like, well, if it was two women,
exactly,
then no one would say anything about
it. Not one word.
It wouldn't even be a concern about sexuality. So nope. Are you just saying in general, like,
oh,
men,
she's just hugging her friend,
right?
And so, blah, blah, blah.
So is it men? Is it the idea that men just don't know how to console one another?
No, what it is people don't want to allow men. They don't want to give men the pass to show that emotion. It's always, think about how people are with their boys.
Okay.
Don't cry. You a sissy. Don't be crying. Don't, like, they don't want men to show their emotion.
Yeah. Have your emotions and outward, you know, persona under control.
And I don't think that that's fair. I think a healthy human being has to be able to show emotion. If you my man, you better be able to cry. Looky here. If something is going on, you need to be able to display that emotion, because if you hold it in, you a psycho.
Yeah.
Women say that.
I say that, but then
it's, I think it's